2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. All right. It's the 15-minute morning show podcast. We're starting. What?
No, I'm waving to the crowd.
Oh.
What? I can't wait.
I thought
to
I did something
crowd.
Wrong. All right, the 15-minute morning show podcast. We're starting off on a bad note here. Danielle is she has a bug in her basement. What's going on? What is it?
I thought it was a cricket. It came out of nowhere, and I looked at it closely. It's not a cricket. It's like this big, and It's got all sorts of legs.
I don't know where it went,
and I'm not getting down on the ground because I don't want it to crawl up me.
Oh, Danielle.
Do you think it's going to eat you? Because you're on your chair right now.
I don't know, but it's so gross.
I think it's a centipede. Those centipedes are
well.
Nasty.
Where do they come from? They come from the outside.
Outside.
It's probably living in your house because it's warm in there.
You probably have mice too. You don't even know.
Shut the hell up!
Oh, it sounds like you're describing a water bug, but do we have those this time of year?
It's not a water
bug. How many legs does it have?
It looks like it has like 50.
What does it taste like?
It's a centipede.
Well,
does it have like the body of a worm type of thing?
I don't know. It was going like this.
Is it wearing a
yeah,
a
that's a centipede, probably.
Yeah.
You
won't see him for a while. He's going to take all day putting his shoes on.
Well, I'll just sit right here, thank you.
Okay. Well, welcome to the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast, where we only have 13 minutes left. All right, what are we doing today, Straight Nate? You're in charge.
I was actually reminded of a time I was sitting on the couch with Heather, and we were watching a TV, and I just, out of the corner of my eye, saw a movement, and right above her head on the wall, was a centipede, I kid you not, this big.
Oh.
And I know she's like Danielle with bugs, so I'm like, okay, don't move. I'm just going to go over here and get a magazine, but don't move. Because I feel like if you move...
That never works.
Yeah, and then they just scatter.
Right, yeah, they take off, yeah.
But telling someone not to move, and when you have that... Show us, can you show us with the computer?
Danielle, pick it up, let's see what it is.
No, oh my God.
It's a bug. Step on it.
No. Catch it.
Stop
it. No.
Step on it.
No.
Catch it.
Step on it.
No.
Crush it.
Danielle.
Can we talk about how nobody...
Step on the goddamn thing.
Wait. Nobody in her family has come to help her. With all of the screaming, she has been left alone in the basement.
She screams all the time.
I lost her.
Should I call...
Where did
you want to rob her?
Okay, good.
Come on, Spencer. Kill it.
There's a freaking bug.
Danielle, why didn't you step on it when it was out in the middle of the floor?
Because I don't want to. Oh, you have no shoes
on.
No,
you don't step on it.
Just step on it.
No, don't step on it.
Froggy, it'll ruin the red bottoms of her shoes.
Oh, that's a good. No, it'll match.
Oh, here's my big man. I got to go back up to class. That's what he did.
It's a bug. Danielle, it's a bug. It's no big deal.
I love how Danielle was yelling at the bug at one point. You could see her finger pointing at the bug saying, you.
This is what happens when you escort too many bugs out of the house. They come back. They multiply.
No.
You got
to
just.
You have to escort them
Danielle,
out.
Danielle, do you have a vacuum cleaner, Danielle? Suck him up in a vacuum cleaner.
Now, I don't know where he is now. Now he went behind the video
Danielle,
game or something.
Danielle, don't you have enough money to move to a nicer place?
See, look, right? Spencer has the right idea. He's about to catch him with that little tube. Yeah, oh, Spencer, I know
Spencer.
You can't hear me.
He's
step
cleaning
on
up
it.
All the crap.
Oh, I just heard a crack.
No.
That was the crunching of the bug.
All right,
yeah,
so have we determined what kind of bug this is?
It's got to be a centipede. It's got
take a picture of it, Danielle.
It's like yes, and it's got little
centipedes
tiny
do
legs.
Not hurt you. They don't
well,
hurt you.
I don't
I
want it in my house.
Centipedes do bite. I think they
sounds
do.
Like shut up, Nate.
Big ones can, but not that.
Yeah.
Not the little
sounds
house ones.
Sounds like a scorpion,
ones.
Danielle. I'd run.
It's not a scorpion. I know what a scorpion looks like.
No, describe it again.
He wait, Spencer just got it. He got it under the cone.
Take a picture of it.
Yes, Spencer.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture of it and send
take
it to
picture
the,
of it.
To the room.
Because, she described what she described it. It was
okay,
this big
it up,
and it has
really?
a lot of legs. It sounds like she's talking about the Rockettes.
So, oh, wait. He's got to pick it up. That's it.
This is it.
Wait, hold on. He's going to pick it up.
Hold on. How did Nate get a picture of your centipede?
I just Googled how centipede.
Spencer's going to pick the cone up quickly. I'm going to take a picture.
Come on,
oh my God.
Show us your centipede.
All right, hold on.
The centipede sent a selfie to Nate.
How many legs are twitching?
Quick.
Oh, God.
Where is it?
This is our entertaining podcast.
I like that he's a saver. Good job, Spencer.
I have a question.
Oh, he's going to show us.
No. Yeah, show us.
So where's the picture?
Spencer, put
I think
it to
he's going to actually show us the bug.
Show them on the camera.
Yeah, I can't turn
okay,
it.
Then I'll take a picture. Hold on.
This is so insane.
Okay, I'm going to hold
Danielle,
on.
Danielle, tell Spencer Elvis will give him $100.
I'm
going to
put
it
in the Slack room.
I'm not giving any money. What are you talking about?
Hold it up to the camera, Danielle.
And Elvis put it up to the camera
okay,
so everyone can see it.
Can you see it?
Oh, yeah, that's a centipede. That's a centipede.
Yeah, that's
okay,
for sure
a
centipede.
Go take it outside. Go take it outside.
That wait, definitely wait, was going
to kill job,
it.
Good job, Spencer.
Freeze to death out there.
Don't kill it. Yeah. I don't care.
Don't freeze.
I got a question. Oh, what is the barometer by which we decide if we're going to step on a bug or escort it outside?
Oh.
What? Yeah. Who's to say?
Wait, all
what?
Step on.
Oh.
Step
on all. I escort all of them.
No, step on them all.
People.
Look you at would escort a roach outside. You'd step
wait,
on it.
Wait.
No, I wouldn't.
It's you like 8 degrees outside. You're going to have a worse fate than stepping on it. It's going to freeze to death out
good.
There.
It's better than me stepping on it. I feel
flush
less
it.
Guilty.
Flush it down
think,
the toilet.
I don't think they feel cold, do they? Do they shiver?
Yes, they do.
Do
might freeze.
I just do centipedes know. Shiver?
Which I've seen a bug's life.
Google.
It doesn't happen. I saw a bug's life.
For those feet.
This is the dumbest podcast
oh
ever.
Oh, my
ever.
Gosh.
This really is the dumbest podcast
I
ever.
I need to shower, I feel like. I'm so scratchy. Oh.
God.
I don't know. That now, was priceless watching Danielle scream and get on it.
Now what do we do? Now that we've secured
well,
the centipede.
Caden is sitting in the behind Froggy.
Hey, Caden, how you doing?
Go
let
find
him
a
kill
bug.
Something.
What's up there, boss man?
Not much.
Hey, don't
I was
you guys...
just watching Danielle freak out over a little bug.
Don't you guys have the little chameleons in Florida? The little chameleons, right? Don't you have those things? The salamanders?
Yeah, like salamanders.
Iguanas?
Yeah, like lizards, yeah.
My grandma used to step on them, and the tail would come off and go like this, and the thing would run away.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of lizards do
See,
that.
I have no problem feeding crickets to my bearded dragon because I know where they're from, and I know what their purpose is. But something like that that just invaded my space is
okay,
not
Danielle,
very nice.
You think the crickets give up their lives willingly knowing that's what they're made for?
No, but I'm just saying.
Kill the
no...
crickets, kill the centipede.
No,
don't kill it. This actually says killing a centipede is not a good idea if they're in your house. It's actually good for your house because just like spiders, they eat the other bugs.
Yeah, but if she just takes out the bugs, she defeated the whole purpose. So then that doesn't count anymore. Yeah. Kill the damn thing. Hey,
no, because I think it'll probably be like, oh, it's cold. Let me find another house to run into. It'll probably be Danielle's again. But on the chance that it finds a different neighbor,
Michelle's
maybe she
next
just
door. Michelle next door is
see,
very
if you,
nice.
If you just kill it, then it doesn't come back.
Okay, here's my question. Do they feel temperature?
I don't know.
I'm gonna
hold on. I was just reading about
they
them
do?
In winter.
He's going like,
to
freeze
okay, hold
to
on
death
a second.
There.
Time out. How the fuck are we ever going to find out if they feel temperature? Did somebody interview a centipede and he told them I feel it's cold?
Well, no.
How do you put them in cold?
You can tell, like, if it's near a heat, maybe it recoils or something. I don't know.
And plus,
if it's not
guys,
wearing socks, its feet are going
to
be cold.
I know you're worried about him being cold, but he's not supposed to be in the house. He's supposed to be outside. So he's probably going to be fine.
He's a house centipede.
What are the centipede rules?
He's not a house centipede. What? Get away from me. Stop it.
Hey, Caden.
Oh, it says they do not hibernate during the winter. Centipedes do need to find a sheltered spot to live in when it's cold. Where they go depends on their environment.
Look, that's what he looked like. That's his close-up.
Bye.
That's a big-ass
centipede. Hey, Caden.
It's a lot of legs.
Caden, be honest. What was more exciting, watching the Super Bowl in person or Danielle jump up on the chair just now?
It's pretty close, but I'm going to have to go with the Super Bowl just because we won.
A little more excitement there.
Danielle, what if that centipede was like your cat reincarnated coming back to find...
What?
Yeah.
Now what? You're being stupid.
Oh, now I'm stupid?
Oh, we're all okay. I'm about Danielle draws the line.
Yeah, when did that
you
start?
Stood up on a chair, but that's not stupid. Come on, Danielle.
Spencer's my hero now. Spencer,
mine too.
Now.
Love you, Spencer.
See, Gotti said thank you for not killing it.
He killed it and threw it outside.
No, he didn't
kill it. No way.
But he's freezing to death right now. A slower death.
Are we dedicating this entire podcast to this fucking centipede?
Yeah, it's the best one we've done in a month.
The poor centipede doesn't realize how famous it is.
Oh, where's this little centipede family? Is that your next worry?
Close he came.
Yes, I would worry about that. What if it's a mom and the babies were waiting for her or something?
Yeah.
Well, she's a bad
you never
mom.
Know.
She's a shitty mom and she doesn't need to have any more babies because she left
no,
them
No, what if she was out looking for food for the baby so she had to leave for a minute? That happened. She might be a single mother. You don't know.
I'm really bored with this. Can we move on?
Yes.
I mean, if you guys want to go on and on about the centipede, I'll just sit back here quietly.
What if she's a slutty centipede and she was out looking for another dude to bang and she
wow,
already
has
kids?
That's a lot of legs to spread. That's a lot of legs to spread, buddy.
Oh, God.
Bro. That centipede's going on Maury.
Really? We're going to dedicate 15 minutes to a centipede.
No.
We've done 10 minutes
so far.
When
that centipede knocks boots, that's a lot of boots.
Okay, Brody.
Scary. Brody, keep them coming.
Will you get a centipede to keep coming? Yeah.
More centipede jokes. That's what we need. That's what we've been missing all these years.
Oh, my God. Are we done?
Has anyone complained to the manager today?
No. We had a great show today.
Today's show was fun.
It was?
Yeah. Chock full of entertainment and laughter.
We laughed a lot. Yesterday, someone did post on Froggy's Instagram that they were mad at him and they were going to report him to the management.
Yes, they did, because I posted a funny picture.
So we just figured out, I don't think we have management. I don't think we do.
We don't.
Well, I did. I DM'd her and asked her, whoever she called, could she please provide their name and number so that when I have a problem, I know who to call. Because even I don't know who the management is. So
we don't know who the manager is. I don't think we have a manager. But Nate, do we have a manager?
Yeah, a couple of them. I think.
Straight Nate.
We never hear from them.
Yeah, I think they only chime in when there's a problem. And if that woman had a problem, then it's really not a problem. I don't see that. Oh, yeah.
I love that.
I mean, technically, if we had to have a manager here within the Zoom room, it would be Elvis. So I would give her Elvis's number. Here,
No, I'm not a manager. I'm not a manager. I'm not the boss.
Are you a supervisor? What are you?
I'm not a supervisor. I'm not a department head.
Are you a
nothing.
Foreman?
Who
no,
is?
He's the loudest voice in the room.
I'm just the loudest voice in the room.
So who would you tell him to call then?
I guess Nate.
Nate.
It could be Nate.
What am I going to have?
Nate? Nate's a manager?
Seriously, what am I going to do to Froggy? Like, hey, so this person complained.
He'll make him the contestant for the Disney game tomorrow.
Oh, God.
So, Nate, could you technically, you are a department head, right, I guess?
No, technically on paper, no.
Could you suspend someone with or without pay?
I mean, no, I don't think so.
Who would do that?
I don't know. What does it take to get suspended with pay, asking for a friend? I don't know. If we were to do it, what would we have said on the air? Like the F word?
I feel like our show should be called Suspended with Pay.
Yes. That's the new podcast we're starting.
That's a great podcast.
It is. It's a podcast. Suspended with Pay. I feel like I got into radio because I never wanted to be a boss. I just wanted to play. I just wanted to be, you know.
Yeah.
You
know, I was a program director for a while. It was the worst, most thankless job
thing about
ever.
It.
And people would call at midnight on Saturday because no one showed up to do their shift.
Oh, my God.
Or, you know, it was just like stupid crap. I hated every minute of it. I don't know why I wanted that
You're like
job.
A babysitter for a bunch of crazy people.
Oh, yeah. God, yes. And I had to,
can't imagine.
Management was after me and the people from above, people from below. I mean, everyone just hated me. And I was like, look.
Oh, gosh.
I never want to do that again. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
So you management. Were the man at one point. You were like the man.
I hated it. It was okay. In Austin, Texas, and they said, well, in order for you to make enough money, you're going to have to double up. You're going to have to do the morning show and be the program director. I didn't know how to do mornings. I didn't know how to manage people. It was the worst year of my life.
Oh, wow.
Awful. Don't do it.
But I bet you learned a lot from it, all the things you don't ever want to do. So that's still good.
Never want to manage people. That's why, you know, every once in a while here on the show, someone will come up and go, hey, you know, are they giving out raises? I don't know. I'm not the guy you go to.
I can answer that. No. Wait. No.
Even the person
no.
you would go to doesn't know if they're giving out raises.
Yeah. There are no raises. But I like it. Like every couple of years, Scary will pull me aside and close the door and go, hey, man.
Hey, boss.
What do you think? I'm like, no, I'm not the guy. I have no control over money or employment.
At that point, it's just friendly. I'm looking for advice.
No, you're not. You want me to?
No, Scary wants Elvis to do this. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, give Scary everything. Done.
Can you give Scary whatever he wants? Thank you.
Okay. Boss, listen, you say you're not a boss, but you are a leader, and there's a difference.
Really.
He's more like a godfather. Like
Wait
a Don.
Minute. So does that mean when you say get out of the studio, we don't have to get out of the studio?
Yeah, I would probably do as I say.
Yeah.
That sounds like a boss.
This sounds like selective leadership. Like when I want to be a leader, you should listen.
Exactly.
When I don't, then do whatever the hell you want to do. And don't
I don't
want to
do
shit.
All the clerical shit.
Yeah. I just want the stuff that's like good for me.
Right. I want all the benefits with none of the consequences. Right. That's what I want.
So, Nate, you are the senior executive producer. You really are the highest ranking person on this show.
Yeah. I mean, the good thing
and
is
look at
everybody,
you.
Everybody, you're a mess.
You're a mess.
I know I am. Are you kidding me? But the good thing is everybody behaves on this show. They all show up, do their jobs. Good deal.
We do have a great crew. The family that we're working with right now is the best. I love it.
Nate's biggest fight is getting us to go to break on time. That's really it.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. He tries so hard.
Why I would have a problem with like trying to argue with Nate right now because he looks like a longshoreman.
What? Oh, in my hair?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You look here. You're definitely on some sort of drug.
Plus, he has jelly, brownie batter, and Boston cream on all of his fingers.
What's in your hand, Nate? Are you still eating?
I'm eating oranges. I thought I'd be healthy.
Oh, okay.
But I did have two donuts, and Scotty B had three donuts.
No, so. I didn't.
Are you on crank?
Like, Nate, there are certain businesses, if you went in right now, they would be on, like, alert. It would be like, wait a second, we got to keep an eye on this guy.
I know. I do look a little like I should be shooting up heroin on the pipe.
I probably wouldn't sit next to you on the subway. Not today. That's not today.
Nate and I have a joke that we're going to leave radio and just go work on the pipeline and do heroin all day.
Oh, yeah.
I would watch that show on HBO Max. I would watch that show on HBO Max.
I think that show's out right now.
We're going to have cameras on us.
What a great life, though.
Pipeline and mainline.
Do some heroin.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Is that it? For a show?
No.
You're not the boss, so.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You're not in charge.
Yeah, we're
nice
done.
Working with you, Garrett.
We're actually over.
Oh. Okay, bye.
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 We'll be on the pipeline doing heroin if you need us.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.